Friends of the Earth International, celebrating 40 years of mobilization, resistance and transformation.
I'm Bobby Peek from Groundwork, Friends of the Earth South Africa, and I am the director of Groundwork.
Okay, Bobby, what fights or what is the work that you would like to underline which has been done by Groundwork in the last years?
Well, we came into Friends of the Earth in 2002, and I think the important work that Groundwork has brought to Friends of the Earth International has been understanding the issue around corporate capture, understanding the issue around corporate power, and understanding that corporations don't have a role to play in sustainable development and in a sustainable environmental scenario, as we understand it as Friends of the Earth International. So we've been very intimate in the corporate campaign for many years, and now we work obviously within the economic justice, resisting neoliberalism program as well. So that's what we brought to Friends of the Earth, and I think, you know, our work in that is reflected in the Shell campaign in bringing a very strong challenge around Shell in the UK and the Netherlands from November 2002, to be exact, where we sought to release a book on Shell in the UK. So that's been the type of work. And subsequent to that, we've been working on processes within the Federation, such as ArcelorMittal, which is another corporate giant, one could say, and then issues around energy. So as we see the Federation now and as it's emerging, we have been very strong in trying to push within Africa and within the Federation internationally issues of energy sovereignty. So we would like to be able to say 5 years from now, hey, you know, this has been our role within Friends of the Earth Africa and Friends of the Earth International on energy sovereignty. Because for us in South Africa, that's a big thing, where we have 4 million homes cooking without electricity, burning coal indoors, because they can't afford electricity, can't afford the energy that government provides, or that government doesn't provide that energy. And this is a democratic government. But at the same time, that government is giving away more than 60% of our electricity at below cost at times to major multinationals like Anglo American, BHP Billiton. BHP Billiton, just to say, uses 11% of all of South Africa's electricity. And as people in South Africa, we only use 16%, 1/6% of all South Africa's electricity. So I'm hoping that through understanding the food sovereignty challenge, as we can then work with that food sovereignty framework and to start developing within South Africa, within Africa, and within Friends of the Earth International, a energy sovereignty process.
Bobby, why do you think that it has been important for the group to be part of Friends of the Earth International?
When Groundwork started in 1999, and on the 1st of June was our 12th birthday, when we started in 1999, we recognized that it's a global world. We recognized that people that are being harmed by corporate power at a local level, be it mining communities, people living next to oil refineries, that the decisions are not with the managers at the oil refineries. It's no use fighting the manager at the oil refinery. He is going to be there for 5 years and then he's going to leave. We need to be able to fight and to challenge where the power base is. And the power base is in New York, the power base is in London, the power base is in the corporate headquarters in the north. And so for us was to be able to link community people, which we have, to northern power bases. So we worked with communities to go over to the Shell AGMs, to the Anglo-American AGMs. And in this process, we recognized, hey, we also need to work with other communities. So community people from South Africa have gone to the Delta, in the Niger Delta. Community people from South Africa has gone to the U.S. to visit Black American communities living in oil refinery communities. Community people from South Africa has gone to India to work with Indian folk who are living in toxic pollution hotspots. And we brought those folk to South Africa. So the Niger Delta people have come. So we've built community-to-community solidarity. Not, you know, when you talk about South-South solidarity, it's not about NGOs that meet, Southern NGOs that meet in the North and say, oh, we've got some South-South solidarity because we're two Southern NGOs and we've met in the North. It's about community people hooking up with community people, because you must remember there's also the South within the North. So Friends of the Earth offers that unbelievable reality of a community-based struggle, a social movement struggle, where people are intimately part of the struggle. Their experiences and their day-to-day living is what informs Friends of the Earth International struggle. And that's why we thought it was so important to be part of Friends of the Earth International.
Okay, Bobby, and just to finish, what do you think, what's your personal opinion about Friends of the Earth International?
It's a hard federation to work in. It's not easy. It's a challenge. It keeps you as a federation on your toes every day. There's not a day where your intellectual framework is not stretched, it's not challenged. You can't just say, you know, I'm against, and that's it. And it's about understanding the resistance and understanding that resistance in a way that changes every day. And so today you're sitting with Friends of the Earth negotiators at the UN. Tomorrow you're sitting with Friends of the Earth community people who are basically throwing themselves in front of tractors and in front of trucks stopping development. It's just one phenomenal, mind-blowing, challenging experience that is satisfying. And maybe this is very selfish, but also very satisfying at a very personal level, because it does stretch your daily framework of existence. Oh baby, can't you see? So turn the track.